This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Independence, freedom, it's what today is all about. Not the 4th of July, not barbecues, stiletto races. They're all fun, but it's not what it's about. It's about freedom and independence. It's about our founding fathers and their genius and what they got for us. Happy Independence Day. Hope you have great plans to celebrate freedom however you do that, whether it is with a stiletto race, you know, or a fireworks show, or whatever you're doing. Todd is wearing his stilettos today. He'll be off the program today. First for the race, and then for a foot massage after. So those two things. I can't even believe it. I think we have Facebook Live coverage planned. I'll confirm that to let you know. So anyway, it's so darn fun. It is. Today, we are going to celebrate freedom at Generous Jerry's Fireworks. And there are several locations of Generous Jerry's throughout North Dakota. I'll give you details on that in a little while. But if you see a Generous Jerry's fireworks stand, look, it's a time of year where there's a lot of fireworks stands, a lot of different brands, a lot of different names, and all some good folks out there. Maria's, my wife's family, and they have a little fireworks stand up by Lignite. Lignite, I think it is, the Froggy Fireworks, the Foggerland's up there. That's a mom-pop stand, right? So there's those, and there's others that are, of course, you know, have 18 flyers in your newspaper and bombard you with everything. And then there's, what I like about Generous Jerry's is, number one, they've been doing it a long time. Okay, so North Dakota owned, and we're talking about 40 years of success doing this. So that's pretty cool. So I would also tell you that I know this from experience over the years, that if I pick out 20 things here at Generous Jerry's, and I write down the price, and then I go to 2-3 other stands, they're going to be cheaper here. So I always encourage folks, go to the other places, take a look around, come back to Generous Jerry's, find the same items, lower price every time. If you shop around, or you cannot mess with it, you can just come to Generous Jerry's and know that you're getting a great deal. Because it's a chance to celebrate freedom today, we want to give you a chance to do that with some Generous Jerry's fireworks. So, you ready for this? You sitting down? The very first person that comes to Generous Jerry's location, get ready, I'll tell you where it's at, where I'm at today in a moment. The Generous Jerry's location that I'm at, you have to come to this Generous Jerry's location. The very first person that comes and says, "What's on your mind?" and shows me the radio station they're listening to, AM 1100, The Flag, AM 550, the legendary voice of the Northern Plains, KLTC, you can do that on an app, iHeartMedia, KTGO, 1090, do that on an app, okay? Yeah, so all you got to do is just show me you're listening, saying what's on your mind, find me at this location of Generous Jerry's, Frontier, North Dakota. Do you know where Frontier is? You hear us actually regularly on the program talk about Frontier when we talk about High Plains Apache. Because High Plains Apache, of course, your Apache sprayer dealer located in Mandan, but also in Frontier, is literally right next door to Generous Jerry's. And it's basically south of Fargo. Not much. Exit 60 south of Fargo. So if you are in I-29, heading south, there's a big giant Walmart. We're opposite that in the southeast corner of I-29. So you have until 11 o'clock today to come on by and say, "Hey, what's on your mind?" and show me that you're listening. Just got to point right there to the radio or the app or whatever you're listening to. We'll walk you over to the customer service counter here and say, "These folks get $100 on my tab." So isn't that fun? Love it. All right, simple as that. And what else have we got for you today? I have a question. If we could have the Founding Fathers at our 4th of July barbecue celebrating Independence Day, and we said, "Hey, okay, you're looking at July 4th, 2017. How does this look? How are we doing compared to what you envisioned? What are you most disappointed in? Where have we gone off the rails? What do you think they'd say? What today, if we could have them here now, with our founding fathers that helped write the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, what would put a tear in their eye about that awesome document, those awesome documents that they put together and the United States of America they envisioned? Please tell me what you think by calling us at 800-228-0550. That's the toll-free telephone number. 701-258-0550. You can email your answer, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. You could text me today. Todd is doing the stiletto thing. So 701-367-2054. 701-367-2054 is how you could text me. Any one of those ways. All right? The two most important American documents ever written, the promise and fulfillment of representative government, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution of the United States, as well as the Bill of Rights, and all the successive constitutional amendments, gave us a real nice roadmap, a really good blueprint, didn't it? Where have we used it well? Where have we blown it? What would disappoint them the most? I have an answer. I'm going to save mine because I'm more interested in your answers. But I think it's the obvious, blaring example of where we would have disappointed them the most. There's plenty to choose from. There's no doubt about that when you look what was intended. But I think there's a real obvious one. Also today on the program, we are going to celebrate the people who defend our freedom. We thought we'd do something kind of fun and actually find people who today, literally, on the 4th of July, as we celebrate our freedom and independence, are defending freedom. They're on the front line while we're going to the fireworks shows and the lake and the barbecues and doing all the things you do on 4th of July. Don't we owe them a huge debt of gratitude? There are North Dakotans right now deployed around the globe that are serving us. Right now. And so we're going to celebrate them today on the program, including Sean Carlson. Sean is a member of the North Dakota National Guard. He's in Southeast Asia. I believe he's in Afghanistan, but they don't tell you exactly where they're at. But maybe I thought he was in Afghanistan. He's somewhere else in Southeast Asia. It doesn't really matter. He is, you know, right now part of an effort defending our freedom. He's a happy hooligan. So we will talk with him. He's actually from Detroit Lakes, Minnesota. That's where he lives now. But he's in the North Dakota National Guard. And we will have him on the program from Southeast Asia today to say thank you. That coming up here in a little bit. And we're also going to do the same with a couple of others that will be checking in throughout the program. We're going to chat with Generous Jerry, Jerry Breyer, today on the program. He is, of course, the proprietor of this very institution, Generous Jerry's Fireworks. Let's go to Adam and Dickinson, who has a comment about our founding fathers, how they might be disappointed. Hey, Adam, what's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing today?
Good, sir. How are you?
Not too bad. I really think that one of the things they'd be most disappointed in is the amount of freedoms that we've gave up by giving so much control to the federal government. It's not the way they envisioned it. They envisioned us, you know, of taking care of ourselves, our neighbors, our friends, family, and all that, and not, you know, with self-reliance and not relying so much on that government. Whereas a country, there just seems, you look at the, you know, at the map, and both coastlines depend so much on the government. They live on the government's dime instead of their self-reliance. And people are so willing to give up that freedom just to get a check every month.
You're right. They're for lack of a better term, they're paid off pretty cheap, and don't even recognize what they've given up, do they?
Exactly. And every time you take that check, and that's I think most people are at when they take those checks, they don't realize they're giving up a freedom every time they do that. something that our, you know, our forefathers and that fought for, to get away from that collective. And so that we were able to pursue what we wanted when we wanted.
Yeah, your answer ties to mine, because once the 10th Amendment was allowed to be trampled on, and if you go back and look at what the 10th Amendment was about, it simply said, here's the things that you can do on a federal level, and if they're not mentioned here, that automatically means they go to the state. They didn't even leave any ambiguity at all. They said, look, here's what's federal. Anything else, if we don't mention it, it's states. That's the 10th Amendment, and it's totally 100% been trampled on by Congress.
It has. They don't stand up for us, for our rights, for anything else. And it's we've just gone so far away from the Constitution and from the you know, our Bill of Rights. And I don't think they teach it anymore. I don't think I think if you took a poll, more than at least I would say close to three quarters of Americans wouldn't even be able to tell you what's in that.
Good points, Adam. Great call. Thanks. Nice to hear from you in Dickinson today. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Serving the Northern Plains. This is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Oil company foreman, listen up. I have an introduction for you that will save you time, money, and lots of hassle. Eric from Delta Constructors is here to give you his telephone number and bring you turnkey solutions beginning to end. Eric, what's that number?
406-250-8151. Or you can call us at our Grassy Deer office, 701-863-7156. One call does it all.
We're online at deltaconstructors.net. Deltaconstructors.net. One call does it all. The Delta.
For 30 years, Rick in Minot has been a customer of Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. 30 years. Pretty incredible. Tells you what an incredible product they have at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Rick, what makes you so loyal?
They're easy to maintain. One, I have 30 years old, and my family started up a plumbing and heating business, and then they started a pool company that they were doing on the side, putting in pools, and they sold Hot Spring Spas, so that's how I got into buying that one. And I've had it ever since. Now I have it down at the lake cabin, and then I have a newer one at home, which is about 12 years old. That's the Envoy. The one down at the lake is a Sovereign. The one at home, my heater went out in it one winter, and I thought it was partially working. And when the maintenance guy came that next summer to fix it, I never fixed it during the wintertime. I just let the pump run. The thing never got below 40 degrees, and I asked him if only half the heater was running. He told me I never had any heat in it at all winter long, and it never got below 40 degrees when the pump was running, and I let it run. And the other hot tub would have frozen broke. I would say just the energy savings that you have on it. I mean, the insulation on it and the way they're built is astronomical compared to any other hot tub.
Every day made better. Take it from Rick and all of the satisfied customers of Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Saunas, sunrooms, hot tubs, gazebos, pool tables, patio furniture, pools, and swim spas. They've got it all. Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, Grand Forks, and online at hotspringnd.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Have to hit something.
It's the 4th of July celebration to celebrate freedom and independence. It's not a happy 4th. It is a happy 4th, but it's happy 4th because of our independence and our freedom. And we hope you're having a great holiday. And joining us on What's on Your Mind, we thank you so much for that. Brought to you in part today by our friends at Polar Service Center. If you're looking for a new place to call home for a career, my friends at Polar Service Center would love to talk to you. I'm going to give you a number for Maria in a minute. And if you give Maria a call, she'll get you in the queue for a fast-track interview and a shot at certified welder positions, sandblaster, wash rack, diesel mechanic. They have all of those openings right now in Kildare and Williston, also a certified welder spot. If you have tank or trailer experience at all, up to $32 an hour is what they pay. Up to $32 an hour. An incredible full benefit package for you and the family. Paid time off, and it is a really, really good company. Call them, 612-214-8781. Let's go to Marty in Tioga. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Marty.
Our fathers would be most disappointed. Excuse me. And we have gone from being a republic to a democracy. And I also believe that what they would be very disappointed in the federal laws concerning health care right now.
Just because it's so at odds with what they envision in the way of personal responsibility and decisions to be made by you rather than your government about things, you think?
Well, I think it's on the verge of communism, personally. It takes the choice away from the American people. It takes the responsibility for our own things away from the American people.
All right, Monty, good points. And love the passion from our audience. We asked this question. If you had the Founding Fathers at your 4th of July Independence Day party, what would they be most disappointed about? They envisioned an America put forth in these documents, the Declaration of Independence, the Constitution of the United States. Fast forward to 2017, what they envisioned with what they have today, what would they be most disappointed in, do you believe? Texter says, Scott, I don't even know if I can say this, but I think they would be most disappointed with the fact they wrote the law, all men are created equal. But now we don't even know if we are a man, a woman, or not sure what I'm today person. What they fought for, the loss of blood it took to make this country, and this is what people are doing with civilization? If you can't read this or don't agree, Scott, I understand. This is my opinion and my family's blood who fought for the right to do this. No, you know, we always want to be respectful. You know, your opinion's your opinion. What we believe, I don't think we should ever apologize for. How we convey what our opinion is important, and you did it tactfully enough. I know what you're saying. I get it. Another texter says, number one, entitlement attitude. Number two, lack of appreciation for those who defend our freedom. And number three, lack of fiscal responsibility. That's another good one as well. Sir, come here. I forgot to ask you your name. We had a gentleman just before the break pop in and said, hey, I was listening. How about that $100 in fireworks? What's your name?
It's Tony Appel.
How you doing, Tony?
Good.
Wonderful. And you're fired up for the holiday?
Yes, we are. We shoot off lots of fireworks tonight. So,
what's your favorite tradition at celebrating freedom?
Barbecuing burgers and shooting off fireworks.
There you go. They go hand in hand, don't they?
Yes, they do.
Well, now you have $100 in fireworks on us.
Yes.
How about that?
Thank you.
All right. They'll take care of you right here at Generous Series, so go have some fun. They're starting to pour in here now, so we're getting plenty full without question. All right, let's go next to Tom in Jamestown. I'll answer that same question. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. Go ahead.
Yeah, I think, you know, the Founding Fathers would be just completely, totally shocked if they were to come back today and just look at two issues, just two issues. One would be abortion, the other would be gay marriage. I mean, those are things that the Founding Fathers could not even have dreamed. That what they put together and what they started at the end of the Revolutionary War would lead to something like that. And you could just go down the list starting with those two as far as what some of our cultural issues are. The Founding Fathers on both sides of the equation, no matter how many debates they had, federalist or non-federalist, no matter what side they were on, would have been absolutely, totally shocked. And the other thing I think would have been the fact that they set up the government with the idea that informed people would vote, people that could vote, have a basic understanding of the issues. That would be very interesting, too, how they might interpret that.
Senator Mike Lee from Utah has written a book about this, talking about, you know, the founder's vision and where we're at today. I think calls like yours, Tom, and others really help people think about that. I just think we tend to be robots a little bit. Not this audience, but people in general. I just take this stuff for granted. Oh, yeah, it's just different. Okay, that's how we're doing it now. Okay, fine. It isn't. I'm going to weigh in with mine. You know, they talk about in these Austin documents, and I have a little book in front of you, the inalienable right to life. All right? Can you imagine if we sat down and said, hey, here's this Roe versus Wade deal. Here's what the Supreme Court did. They invented this right to privacy, therefore allowing the federal government to ban or to allow the killing of innocent life. The killing of a baby in the womb is legal. And since that time, over 55 million children, Lord knows what those children would have grown up to do, having been born from the 70s on, but 55 million lives have been ended. 55 million lives have been ended. Now, nobody argues that the Holocaust was a black mark on the world, really, and letting Hitler do what he did for far too long until there was, a recognition of the horror of all that, right? But that's seen as a very ugly chapter in the world. It ought to be. That was 6 million people that were exterminated. This is 55 million. 55 million. This is the Holocaust for the United States of America. This is our Holocaust. And there again, vast majority of people don't want to talk about it, right? Plug your ears. I hate that subject. Don't bring it up. Don't talk about it. Why? Why? That's sort of like the people that were in the churches in Germany, and the trains would come by packed with Jews on their way to the death chambers that were howling, literally howling. And the answer at the churches, ladies and gentlemen, was to do what? Sing louder. Sing louder so you don't hear the groans and the moaning and the death trains rolling by. That happened. Read Bonhoeffer. It happened. So ask yourself if the Founding Fathers would be proud of that. I don't think so. I don't think so at all. I think that's probably numero uno on the list of things they would say when you consider 55 million people and what that represented to them in comparison to the size of the country then versus now. Pretty extraordinary. Anyway, love these. Keep them coming. When you call, you can press 2 and leave a message. We're going to go to Southeast Asia when we come back and talk with a member of the North Dakota National Guard, Happy Hooligans, who is at this hour serving this country, defending freedom, and celebrating independence by standing up for America.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
MBI Energy Services is hiring all throughout the Bakken. If you're looking for a rewarding career in the energy industry with an established North Dakota company, look no further than MBI Energy Services. Serving the Williston Basin and beyond since 1979, MBI offers comprehensive training, excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Join a team that's in it for the long haul. Apply with MBI today. Visit MBIEnergyServices.com or call 844-MBI-JOBS to set up a same-day interview. 844-MBI-JOBS.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming machinery and land auctions include farm equipment retirement auctions in Bowman, Wild Rose, New England, Hillsboro, Watford City, Cheyenne, McCluskey, and Steele, North Dakota, and exceptional cropland auctions in Wells, Dickey, and Grand Forks counties in North Dakota, and cropland auctions in Clay, Norman, and Becker counties in Minnesota. For complete information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Today is about freedom, and for many of us, that means what? Heading to the lake, right, or family events or parades or, you know, the stiletto race for Todd or, you know, a lot of things going on. I'll be spending some time later today with family on a pontoon and cooking up a little meal. But often we forget about what it takes to defend freedom, right? So it's Independence Day, it's 4th of July, and we're celebrating freedom, but we forget what it takes to do it. And not only in the past, but at this very hour, our next guest is someone serving with the North Dakota National Guard to defend our freedom, defend that freedom as we speak. We are joined today on the program by Air Force Major Sean Carlson. Sean, how are you?
I'm well. How are you today?
Good. Appreciate you joining us. I understand you live in Detroit Lakes, Minnesota. Are a member of the North Dakota Happy Hooligans with the North Dakota National Guard, right? Yeah. So how about that? All throughout, you know, Detroit Lakes is a famous 4th of July fun spot. That's kind of been DL's thing for a lot of years. But, you know, plenty of that wherever folks are listening in North Dakota and South Dakota, Minnesota or Montana today. And we have to start by saying, Sean, to you and to every single member of the Armed Forces, Guard, and Reserve, thank you for defending this freedom. Thank you for being out there and not getting a quote-unquote 4th of July holiday and instead defending us. I hope you know that's very much appreciated by all of us.
I think we all do, Scott, and you know, we really appreciate the support as well and opportunities to you know talk to you guys back home as well.
You know, there was a time that that part of the world was in the news every day and very much front and center of what was happening. And, well, I know there's plenty of very dangerous activity going on there and very important work in defending freedom. It isn't as much a news. And here you are now, obviously, with a deployment. Do you feel forgotten sometimes? Do you feel like we're not the rest of us are not paying attention?
You know, honestly, Scott, I'm pretty pretty glad we're not front page news because my job would be a lot busier then. You know, I'm not forgotten by friends and family. I miss them a lot, and everyone back home has been pretty supportive. So I think from that perspective, no, I don't really feel forgotten, but I am glad that we're getting a little bit of attention through shows like this and other things too, because I think it's important to remember that there are a lot of us out here, and we do need the support, and there's still a lot of things going on.
So how long have you been deployed there?
I've been gone for a couple of months now.
And do you know how long your deployment is for, or is there a typical timeline?
You know, the Air Force typically deploys in windows, and those vary from, depending on you know, your type of mission, they can be anywhere from short windows of a couple of months to, you know, a couple of years at a time.
Tell me what your typical day is like. You get up and you do what from beginning to end?
Well, I usually start my day with a workout myself because then I know I accomplished something for the day. truth be told, you know, it kind of starts the day with a little kickoff. Senior leadership for my squadron, we get together and just kind of talk about what the big rocks are for the day. And then we go through and start working the issues, doing planning, making sure events are going to get kicked off. Our squadron, force support in this case, you know, we do a lot of things to take care of the airmen, whether it's lodging or providing food or providing morale and welfare events, fun things for people to do, making sure they have a place to work out, making sure that we're accounting for all of them. It's just a wide range of things that we do. So we get involved with a lot of things. I would say we're typically working 12-hour days, maybe more, maybe less. It varies a little bit depending on the mission requirements. But every single day, 365 days a year, holiday or not, somebody here is on duty working and supporting the airmen.
And, of course, it's a very dangerous part of the world. So you're doing what you just described in an environment that's not like, you know, me sitting behind the mic here on the 4th of July or, you know, everybody doing their typical thing. What is that like just on, you know, as far how does that impact you day in and day out to know you're doing what you're doing, you're pushing that big rock, you're making sure that things are going on time, but you're doing it in a place where it is very dangerous and you constantly need to be looking behind your back, right?
Yeah, I think sometimes we get used to it a little bit. You know, obviously every mission and every location varies, so I can't speak for everyone, but for where we're at, certainly I think we get used to it a little bit. It becomes the norm. You know, this place is really home, and we're all a family away from home. So our families and our friends are all back home. But here, too, we're not just coworkers. We're family and friends, and we're supporting each other and taking care of each other. And I think that really helps us get through all those days, whether they're an easy day or a hard day.
And you talked about morale and providing some fun, if you will, and bucking up the airmen and just the support there for the airmen that are serving as part of this effort. What's fun to them? What kind of things to put a smile on your face that that make them the happiest?
Sure. You know, we have a lot of various things. We're able to do some fun things, like squadrons can have some barbecues and things like that occasionally. You know, through some of our own resources or through Air Force Entertainment or great support from the USO, we're able to sometimes get acts, bands, comedians, things like that that come through. And I'm sure you guys have seen a lot of that stuff in the news in the past, especially USO usually does a pretty good job of publicizing that kind of thing. And then just various games. You know, we have 5K runs and fitness events, and a lot of things that bring airmen together in a competitive and also supportive environment. It's funny how we look at what we have fun with, and it's a little different here than maybe what we have fun with at home, but we still find ways to make fun every single day. And I think that's really a key to being able to get through a deployment, especially away from family and in a foreign country, a long way from home, that's a lot different from home.
Are we winning? I mean, do you get the sense of the folks you're around that they see progress? I remember I had the awesome honor one time of talking to a president, then George W. Bush president at the time. And, you know, it was before the surge, if you will, in the war in Iraq. And, you know, he went through this laundry list of benchmarks of the things that were successful. And there were a few others in the room, and we said to him, why don't we know that? Why, you know, why? And he said, well, you know, we don't exactly put out our chests and brag about these numbers or anything else, and it doesn't get reported because it's good news. But the point was there were a lot of good things happening in the way of advancing our mission and defending freedom that we didn't know about, right? I mean, compared to your time prior to getting there and now knowing what you know, do you feel like there's progress being made that not enough people know about?
You know, I think, well, I obviously can't speak to specific missions and things like that. I think there's a general feeling of optimism. I think that we are making a lot of good progress, and I think the missions that we have feel relevant and important and impactful. I certainly, being here and involved with it, knowing a lot more than I know when I'm even back home. You know, and I'm in the military back home, obviously, but we don't get the same viewpoint as when you're in the thick of it. And I think we're really doing some good things over here. And it's amazing what our people, what our military, what our airmen can accomplish.
No, that's so awesome. And defending that freedom day in and day out. What would you like us to know about the threats? Obviously, we're not asking you to give us any national security secrets or anything. What kind of an enemy do we face? What kind of a effort is underway that is, as you say, thankfully working and making some progress?
I think you're seeing a lot of it in the news. You know, you see the news stories come out, and those are things that have happened maybe a couple of days prior to the news story coming out, and various units throughout the region are involved in those kinds of things. I think the media is doing a pretty good job of portraying what's going on over here. There's obviously a lot of threats, and there's a lot of different things going on, and we're supporting our coalition partners and the countries that are over here. I think we're really making an impact on the region, and I think the threat is maybe not reducing day by day, but we're certainly aware of the threat, and we're able to do things to mitigate those threats. It's really important and impactful what we're doing.
Air Force Major Sean Carlson is with us, North Dakota National Guard, who is himself a happy hooligan, working as we speak in a deployment on July 4th, as many others are all across the globe. So we think of them today and the service that they're certainly providing in defense of freedom that doesn't sleep. It doesn't have the luxury of being able to just, you know, take some time off for a holiday. 24/7, 365, going nonstop. Do you have other North Dakota Guard members stationed with you there?
Yeah, this is actually, interestingly enough, this is the North Dakota Air National Guard has about 150 unit members deploying over the next several months. It's the largest single unit member deployment since the Korean War, when we had about 400 deployed. So there's a few of us over here, and it's nice to have some familiar faces nearby for sure.
That's what I was going to say. It'd be a little touch of home to have them at the same base that you're at, right?
It absolutely makes it easier to have those familiar voices and familiar faces. And, you know, we get together pretty regularly, and I think it just helps us all, you know, not only get a little closer, but get through it together.
Last question for you. How do you stay connected with family? I know that advances in technology have made that a little bit easier, but there's obviously security concerns as well when you're deployed over there. How do you keep in touch with family and friends?
You know, we've got a wonderful setup where we've been able to have Wi-Fi in some of the common areas. The USO is able to help us provide phone lines to call home. So we're able to talk to our families on, you know, Skype, FaceTime, those kinds of things on a pretty regular basis. And that certainly makes things easier, especially for a lot of us that have, you know, wife, kids, husbands, things like that back home. And being disconnected for a length of time, that personal touch is a world of difference. I deployed a lot of years ago when we didn't have that much connectivity, and this deployment, while not necessarily easier, that connection back home to the family really makes it a lot more bearable.
Anything else you want to tell our listeners, Major?
You know, I've been in for over 20 years now. I think it's a great experience deployed or at home, and, you know, we're still bringing people on board every day with a lot of really awesome, great jobs. And so I would encourage anybody out there who's thinking about military service, you know, come see the North Dakota Air National Guard, see what we have to offer, and be part of this. It's amazing, and it's been so great for me personally and professionally, and it's such a great way to be able to serve my country and give back for the freedom we enjoy.
Fantastic. Major Sean Carlson, North Dakota National Guard, happy hooligan. From Afghanistan on the 4th of July. Thank you, sir. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Scott.
Wow. Is that not inspiring or what? Absolutely incredible. Thanks so much. More of your calls on the Founding Fathers and what they might be just a tad bit disappointed on about the state of the country and anything else you'd like to talk about today. Salute a member of the military that defends his freedom every day, day in and day out. We appreciate that very well, much as well. Hey, if you're out and about or headed for a 4th of July celebration, stop in to PetroServe USA locations all throughout North Dakota, Valley Dairy locations in Grand Forks, too. Pizza Corner Pizza, 2 for $11 right now. Red Bull, 12-ounce cans, 2 for $4.50. Firewood is a buck off, so stock up on the firewood. Also, the iGog sunglasses, $2 off. The fidget spinners are $5.99 to $7.99. Flip-flops a buck off and much more. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
Utah, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
We're back with another episode of the Radio History of the Dakota Access Pipeline. Today's guest, Captain Tom Iverson of the North Dakota Highway Patrol, who worked with the media from around the world in their coverage. We asked Captain Iverson if the media coverage was fair.
You could see that it was purposeful in some of the actions that they would conduct to highlight them on camera, sensationalize the incident, put it out on Facebook Live, and start generating those dollars. Millions of dollars were brought in for this cause. And a lot of that had to do with the direct filming of some of their actions and law enforcement's response and the ability to sensationalize kind of some of the things that were going on there to really create a unique story, not only on a local level, but on a national level that really gained a lot of national attention.
That's Captain Tom Iveson of the North Dakota Highway Patrol for his take on the radio history of the Dakota Access Pipeline protest. Keep listening for more episodes right here.
Hi, it's Scott Hennon here with a very special invite for you to see the most beautiful spot in North Dakota. The Teddy Roosevelt National Park North Unit near Watford City, North Dakota. I tell you what, folks, this view is unlike any you've seen in our great state. I'm not kidding. It's one of the many reasons I love Watford City. There's so much to do, there's so much to see, and there's great places to stay. And we have a very special offer just for our What's On Your Mind listeners. Stay at the Roosevelt Inn and Suites, the Watford, the Little Missouri Inn and Suites, Teddy's Presidential Suites, or the Mainstay Suites for 10% off your best night stay. A great price. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST. And we'll give you a coupon buck for all kinds of things. Free ice cream, and range balls at Fox Hills, and floral arrangements, and appetizers, and even a certificate for a great deal at a Japanese steakhouse and sushi bar, the Tokyo. You'll love it. That and more. So much to do, so much to see in Watford City, North Dakota. And the best of the West deal. 10% off your stay, plus a great coupon book.
I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Famous Footwear for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Celebrating freedom and independence today on What's On Your Mind. And we are celebrating those that defended for us day in and day out. We forget about that, but today at this hour, all across the globe are members of the Armed Forces, Guard, and Reserve that are defending freedom. Bought and paid for. We celebrate it. We love it. The barbecues, the fireworks, the stiletto races, all the good fun, right? But it literally is earned and ultimately... That freedom that we have bought and paid for by the men and women of the armed forces. One of those is Staff Sergeant Kyle Kessler, who joins us right now on our newsmaker line. Sergeant Kessler, thanks for joining us.
Hey, Scott, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. Better that that we got you on the phone here to chat a little bit. Happy Independence Day to you.
Same to you, sir.
Where are you at?
I am in Bagram, Afghanistan.
Bagram, Afghanistan. What's the what time of day is it? What's the weather like? Give us a little Independence Day update.
It's 7:20 p.m. in the evening, and it's a cool 95 degrees out during the day with wind blowing. And
so that's about all I need to know. It's hot and windy and does that? I know there's a fair amount of sand that part of the world, right?
Yes, sir. Doesn't smell the greatest most of the time.
Oh man, where are you from, Kyle?
I'm from Bismarck, North Dakota.
All right. What do you do in the guard?
I do. I'm an 88 Mike, which is a truck driver. I'm also qualified as a information technology specialist as well. I got multiple jobs.
So, what's the average day like for you? What do you, you know, what kind of work are you doing?
Most of the time, it's just like desk work, pretty much. But can't really go a whole lot into that.
I suppose we don't want to reveal any sensitive information. How about behind the wheel? Is it? I mean, it isn't like driving a truck on a mission in North Dakota for the guard, right? I would imagine that you have.
Right. I'm not driving. No, sir. Yeah, it's hard to describe. It's one of those things. It's just there.
How long have you been there?
I have been here for approximately 4 months.
And do you know how long your deployment will be?
It'll be another 4 months or so.
And how do you keep in touch with family? Do you get a leave? What you know?
No leave. Most of the time it's over Skype or WhatsApp. That seems to be the easiest. I can at least be back home and talk to my children and my wife and whatnot.
What do you want people to know about what you and your fellow guard members are doing every day on our behalf to defend freedom?
The constant support that we receive from back home is absolutely amazing. Troops over here get care packages left and right. The support from the communities and all just constantly amaze me as far as showing the love and care and the remembrance that we are still in a wartime.
We are, and it's just so it's sort of out of the news cycle a little bit. You forget about it. That's why I thought it's really important for us, especially on 4th of July when we have this great celebration of freedom, to recognize how we get it and that there is this effort and, you know, a very dangerous part of the world that we've heard about for, you know, quite a while now, coming up on 2 decades going on there that you're doing what you're doing. What in those care packages that lift your spirits and brighten your day a little bit, what's the favorite thing to get?
Jerky's a big hit around here. Really, everything's just thankful for. I mean, we everything's appreciated. From the cards from kids, you know, school kids, like first, second graders, they write a lot. Seeing that people still remember and are paying attention is amazing.
Well, hopefully you've motivated a few folks, myself included, to remember that, because to be part of those efforts to send those things over and coordinate with the guard so they can get there is really easy compared to what you guys are doing day in and day out. Any family you want to say hi to, Sergeant?
Yes, I would like to say hi to my wife and kids, Renee and Jason Kaysen, and I'll be home soon.
Just a few short months, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, be safe in the meantime.
Can't go by
say again?
Can't go by fast enough.
I'll bet. Sergeant, thanks so much for the time. Appreciate it very much. And,
yes, sir.
Our best to you and your family members, because they're serving too, as well as your fellow service members. Glad you're doing what you're doing. Thanks so much.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Staff Sergeant Kyle Kistler of the North Dakota National Guard from Afghanistan today, celebrating freedom, our independence, by putting his life on the line to be there on our behalf. You simply can't. You cannot. Words have no way of conveying what that ought to mean to all of us, what it means to me, and what I hope it means to you as well. Really think so much of them and what they're doing, for sure. All right, we're going to talk with more members of the North Dakota National Guard that are serving overseas right now, coming up on the program, so stay tuned for that. And also, we're going to talk to the generous one himself, Generous Jerry, and some of the team at Generous Jerry's Fireworks. We're going to tell you about the Delta First Delta Constructors Call of the Day as well. All coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Generous, generous Jerry, he's booming, booming, booming. People laugh for miles. Generous, generous Jerry, he's blazing, blazing, blazing. They all come to shop through his aisles. Your fireworks will be blazing, and you sure will be a gazing. Be sure to shop Generous, generous Jerry's today. Generous, generous Jerry's, a fireworks visionary. Come and get your fireworks today.
Locations in Grand Forks, two in Fargo, Bismarck, Valley City, Jamestown, Devil's Lake, Hard River, Wahpeton, Dickinson, Tioga, Stanley, and Williston. In Minnesota, head to Bemidji or Park Rapids. Pick up coupons at the door. Military gets an extra 10% off. Go to GenerousJerry's.com for more info.
Fireworks will be blazing, and you sure will be a gazing. Be sure to shop Generous, Generous Jerry's today. Generous, Generous Jerry's, a fireworks visionary. Come and get your fireworks today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-686-1063. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-686-1063. 1-800-686-1063.
30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.